Welcome to the enchanted, seldom visited wonderland of Asturias. That's in Spain, if you didn't know. And of course, because it's Spain, I did not come here alone. I came here with a good friend, great chef. He's a complicated man. Nobody understands him but his woman. And I'm not talking about John Shaft. Shut your mouth. I'm talking about Jose Andres.
Yeah, another beer. Why? Shit, Antonio's waiting.
The only chef in the history of America ever to be sued by a sitting president. So proud of him.
I took a walk through this beautiful world. Felt the cool rain on my shoulder. Found something good in this beautiful world. I felt the rain getting colder.
You know, sometimes we have a hard time living the comfort of the known. And we don't understand that life only starts at the edge of the unknown. That's when life starts. To Catalonia, from Catalonia to Madrid. Then I landed in America. I've been in the States more than 26 years of my life. More than half of my life I've been there. I think everybody should be always finding the place they come from. Asturias, I left when I was 5. A lot of people will not have a lot of memories before 5, but I do have them. And me, I always feel in Spain like so proud. I am Spaniard. That's why for me coming back here is to understanding that yes, I'm from here, but I have to work hard to belong.
Cantamos Asturias, patria querida. Asturias, patria querida. Asturias de mis amores, quien estuviera en Asturias, tengo de subir al árbol, vengo de coger la flor y dársela a mi morena, que la ponga en el balcón, que la ponga en el balcón.
Astonishing. Unbelievable.
I always wanted to do it. It's like...
Try that in New York. So, a question. When you were kid, after you left here at age 5, how often did you visit?
It took me many, many years. Almost like 12, 14 years to come back. You know. Because to me, when I left so young, it's almost like meeting a family you knew you had, but you never met.
Still nothing beats these moments. Always is something happening.
What do you eat here? What's good here?
Everything. What do you eat? Here right now is the season of arvejos, which is the green peas. And right now is the season. And they love these green peas here in season. And they serve them with ham.
Oh, this looks amazing.
Arvejos. It's perfect.
Oh.
Croquette. Everybody says that Asturias has the best croquetas anywhere in Spain. Even everybody can argue.
Really? Everybody says that?
Everybody. Especially the people in Asturias.
Yeah, I would guess.
You see how creamy? Good taste. Ah, mussels. Perfect. They make a great steak done with blue cheese right on top. Cabrales on top of the steak. Yeah. It's kind of the sauce happens right on the plate.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Amazing. And tienes queso entero? Tráemelo entero, corre. Un par de cortes.
So you want the whole cheese, the spoon?
Yeah, it's heavy, yeah? It's heavy. Is it spicy?
No, oh, no, I like spicy.
¿Eh? No, abre un poco, coño.
Jose.
I love all the opinions. Everybody is highly opinionated, as it should be. And nobody's going to agree with anybody, only because to agree.
Any place where people argue about food is a good place. So once a year, twice a year you come.
Yeah, at least once a year. But sometimes I only show up for 2-3 hours.
Really?
Yeah. I close the eyes, I breathe in, breathe out, and it's like I'm home. Especially when I go in the mountains. I love to be around people because I have a lot of energy, and I like to feed off the energy of the people too and give energy away.
Right.
But sometimes I need my moments of solitude. I know you like moments of solitude too. They're powerful moments.
Yeah, but I'm not walking up a mountain.
Yeah, you'll see, and I'm going to be taking you probably to the heart of Asturias.
Oh, yeah?
Where it is where I feel the happiest.
So I got to hike up a mountain? So what you say?
Well, I'll make it easy on you. Okay, we need more cider. Oye, que te lo dé de vuelta, macho. Deep, deep.
Through the mountain.
Through the mountain. It's always deep. Can you imagine? Less than 20 years ago, people had to walk all the way to the top.
Wow.
Allá en la mina. It's a hot day today.
Yeah.
Perdió su vida. I came overdressed, man.
Jesus.
Okay, are you hungry now?
Oh my God, are we there?
Yeah, well, that's the town. You're gonna see what the people of the mountain used to eat. Beans.
Well, to quote the great American poet Robert Frost, beans, beans, the musical fruit. The more you eat, the more you toot. The more you toot, the better you feel, so eat some beans with every meal.
That's the reason coming up here.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I expect to be accosted by some Keebler elves at any moment. We welcome you to Munchkin Land, the Munchkin Land.
moves. Oh.
This podcast is supported by Sleep Number. Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores? Sleep Number does that. Only Sleep Number Smart Beds let you each choose your ideal comfort and support, your Sleep Number setting. Sleep Number Smart Beds learn how you sleep and provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. All Sleep Number smart beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. Temperature-balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. This week on Chasing Life...
I'm a health reporter and have been for 15 years. And even I feel overwhelmed by some of the things I read about the stuff we're eating.
My colleague Meg Terrell wanted to take a deep dive into something you've probably heard a lot about recently. Ultra-processed foods. There is a lot to learn there, some fascinating stuff, and some of it is probably going to change the way you shop. Listen to Chasing Life, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you see here in Asturias, nothing is plentiful. The people of Asturias, even in the hard times, they know what to do with nothing. And I think Asturias has been a land that with nothing has able to do a lot. And that shows you the character of the people of Asturias.
Hour hike up the mountain, it's tough. I'm enjoying this cold one.
Boom.
I'll tell you.
Can you imagine when people that live here, the only way to go down and up and bring things was walking 3-4 hours.
I could well imagine. How long was that hike from the funicular to here? What, 4 hours?
No, it was like...
God, I didn't. Like, I was not sure I was going to make it.
Like 10 minutes, maybe 20. You're in very good shape. Come on. This is nothing. And to eat this kind of food, we need to put some exercise always before.
Oh, wow.
Muchas gracias. What is amazing is that if I ask you, what do you think this is, an appetizer or a main course?
Right.
Many people would say, that's a main course. I mean, it's fatty, heavy. Well, we eat this in the studios as an appetizer, the first course.
Wow, and it's fabada?
Fabada.
Fabada.
Fabada. It's very difficult to define a region by a dish, but without a doubt, Asturias is defined by this dish, fabada.
Deep, deep, soulful cooking.
And you have to meet Guillermina. Probably she's inside. Guillermina is a very special person, 101 years old. And she's not in the kitchen anymore, but until not too long ago, she was. In this day and age, it seems that kitchens are manned by men. We don't realize who is feeding humanity, our woman. In a woman like Guillermina, I see very much that. She's the only one that could be up there in that place,
at the end of the world, feeding the few that will arrive there to give them enough energy to go back.
These beans really are magical beans.
Because they are special.
Yeah.
Same seeds anywhere else, but they don't grow the same way they grow here.
Mm-hmm.
It's something about this land and the weather and the altitude that makes these beans very special.
Tastes like it did when it was just Lil Jose up here in his lederhosen. Tastes the same?
Tastes the same.
You happy?
This is as good.
I'm happy too.
This is as good. And it's worth it. Is where they walk. I mean, you show all of us that it's worth it go to the end of the world for the right food. And for the right stories.
Well, in this case, yes.
I've seen these often. I've never played in my life.
Por ejemplo, el primer boludo de esta fila es cero.
La línea, okay. Vale.
It has to be over the line.
Over the line, very important.
Right, okay.
So it has to hit that circle. We know that.
All right, yeah. But it's okay if you hit any pin.
Perfecto.
But it can bounce.
It can bounce, yeah.
Las vueltas. La bola tiene que venir trabajada para que dé vueltas.
The ball has to go spinning. So when it touches, the spin will take the ball.
De la manera.
Right, I can do that.
Probably not.
Primero, luego con una y ahora tira con otra.
Más alto el mejor. Te asturiano. I cannot believe this is the first time. Yes, sí, hey, vámonos.
A mí, dame a mí. Eso. Cuatro. Muy bien.
All right. Not bad.
Okay. Look at, with a hand, a little bit of a spin. La madre parió al fin. Three points!
This game is rigged.
That was a heck of a good shot, man.
Too much.
It's through.
They're taking shelter.
They are?
I gave you the Maluk.
Asturias is really, to the degree, a land of plenty, but to the degree, it's not. It's not what you want when you want it. It is when the land wants to give it to you. The river, the mountains, the sea. You have to respect the land first, and maybe then the land wants to give you something. Asturias, many of the restaurants you're going to go, you're going to get that feeling. It is something beyond just the plate you have in front of you. It's the understanding of the happiness that hardship gives you.
So we're drinking cider?
That's what we should be drinking.
It goes good with the seafood?
The biggest partnership in the history of mankind.
Wow. Like strong words.
Yeah. To me, this is probably one of the most difficult things to do.
Look at who is hitting the rim of the glass. Look at all the oxygen that they're putting. Look at, I mean, I love this tradition. And he doesn't even look at the glass. Like, come on, he's like a Jedi.
Venga.
That's beautiful.
Orithios, sea urchin.
Yeah.
You know what? I kill for this.
Holy crap. This is one of my favorite things on earth. Good sea urchin.
Me too. Probably this is one of the best animals we have in the ocean.
Right.
Orithios.
Orithios.
Traditionally, I like to eat them raw. But in Asturias, the vast majority of the people, they like them put into water.
Really?
For a few seconds. This is plancha. And this is very much the cooking of Spain, the cooking of Asturias. The seafood will be raw, will be slightly boiled, or will be done on the flat top.
Quick.
Fast.
Right.
The centollo, the spider crab.
Oh,
what
yeah.
What is the Instagram?
Yeah, I'm on it. I'm on it, dude. I'm getting a Zoom shot. People complain about my pants, but I'm going in for a Zoom. Going in for the close.
Boom.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, my man.
This
is unbelievable.
What I'm talking
about.
This
is one of the best centollos I've seen in a long time.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Are you smelling? Smell this. Smell.
Yeah.
Do you understand? This is the smell of seafood. Sometimes we forget that doesn't matter how good is the seafood or fresh. I don't care if it's the catch of the day. If it's overcooked, it's gone. And you got percebes?
We got percebes.
Gooseneck barnacles.
Sweet.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Now we're going for, what, we're going swimming for those things later?
You want to?
What do you just dive right in with a Speedo and rip them off the wall, right?
Yep.
Easy.
No. You have to respect them in the sea. These guys put their lives at risk to bring the precious gooseneck barnacles to the tables. But it's a flavor like no other. Sometimes I feel like, wow, we don't appreciate enough when we eat these foods, how much goes into it. Without those fishermen, we wouldn't be having what we have. So you like the cider?
Yes, this is quite delicious.
You see how apples and seafood go hand by hand, because this is very acidic, has nice acidity. Goes so well with the saltiness. It's unbelievable. It's a perfect match.
Ebony and ivory living together in harmony.
Where you come up with this phrase?
That's, I think, Sir Paul McCartney. One of his more insipid lines. Beautiful, but man, you didn't lie. It is amazing. I can't believe these like farmhouses all the way up these mountains.
There are no farmhouses. It's where the shepherds stay for weeks at a time, sometimes taking care of the herd, of the goats, of the sheep, of the cows. The cheeses are made with the three milks. Asturias has the biggest concentration of cheesemakers anywhere in the world, period. And we use the land like nobody, especially using the caves to cure them is brilliant.
are places in the world that you have something like this. Caves that produce, for centuries, amazing cheese.
Do you think you could do a cheese-themed, like, theme park?
I can be fine, you know.
Giant volcano of cheese. Take little boats around in a fondue pot.
I don't know, but you know what I think sometimes?
Yeah.
You know Apocalypse Now?
Yes.
When Marlon Brando, I don't remember what was the name of the...
Kurtz, Colonel Kurtz?
Yeah.
Walter E. Kurtz.
And they finally find him living right in that cave.
Right.
I always dream, like, one day I'm going to end in a place like this.
But just surrounded by cheese. It'll be
surrounded
a cheese
by cheese and living alone. And maybe one day my friend Eric Rippert and Tony Bourdain visiting me before I lose control of my mind.
So wait a minute, I'm seeing this. You're dressed all in black. We shave your head. You're sitting in this dark cheese cave. Eric Rippert playing Corporal Willard comes to kill you, finds you surrounded by all of these fantastic cheeses. I'd play the Dennis Hopper role, of course.
It's gonna happen. I see it happening.
Seen a sail crawl across the edge of a street racer.
I can just see Eric now dressed in fatigue saying, they said your methods are unsound.
Man, why you always finish your beer and I barely begin?
Professional. I'm seriously liking this cheese. You export these, right?
Spain, oh yeah, big export.
Yeah,
right. Like, this one is Cabrales, which always was my favorite.
That is, like, super funky, right? That
Cabrales, I love it. I do really love Cabrales.
This is really lovely. This is fantastic. It all depends on how far into the funk zone you go.
Look at this. It's almost like green bluish. It's almost like the sky and the grass are touching each other right on the cheese. I mean, and you know one thing? It's full of penicillin, man. Nobody gets ever sick if you really eat these cheeses.
I feel my syphilis clearing up.
Man! All right, cut!
So please explain to me, this gentleman caught the fish last year, is that correct?
2014.
In 2014, right. You got El Campano.
Yes,
so that means what? The first salmon caught on the river.
El Campano, the first salmon of the season. Yeah, Campano. Today, for the entire day, around the rivers of Asturias, hundreds of fishermen trying to get the permit in a kind of an auction, in a kind of a lottery, where they are going to grant them
18.
Certain parts of the river, and only for 30 minutes, 1 hour at a time, depending how many fishermen show up.
Siete.
No commercial fishing.
No se vende, ¿verdad?
Only the company.
All days, salmon was plentiful. And the first salmon is called El Campano, and El Campano means really from the bells that will ring on the churches near the river where the salmon was caught. Not as a celebration of the salmon, but as a way to tell everybody that salmons are back. Let's go back to the river and fish them. Because that's the food we are waiting for. I get super emotional when I think, take a look at all these photos. I remember watching those same photos of my grandfather hunting and fishing and catching salmon. And this, to me, being here in this moment, becomes really personal.
I hear a rumor you're looking to buy a fish today. You're looking to buy the red bit on the first?
Listen to me. Bourdain and Andres. Oh,
what, yeah. You looking to get me in on this?
B and A.
El Campano. Between you and me, we can afford it, no?
But I'm in for 50% of this fish. Now, what's the highest price paid for the first fish of the season?
For a Campano, being 6, 7, 8,000?
18 euros.
18,000 euros.
18,000 euros. I'm out. Some local guy is going to jack the price. He's going to keep bidding until you're up to like 22.
Anthony Bourdain, what are you talking about? What are you doing with your money?
What am I going to do with the fish?
Drink beer? We're going to, come on, we're going to eat it, you know.
Damn. It's a lot of money.
Tony.
They are delicious.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. I'm in. What else we got here?
We're going to eat plenty of food.
Hacks is coming back, and so is the official Hacks podcast.
With us, your hosts. I'm Paul W. Downs.
I'm Jen Statsky.
And I'm Lucia Aniello. We're the creators and showrunners. Each week on the podcast, we'll break down the new episodes.
We'll also have special guests, cast and crew from the show like Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart.
Hacks Season 3 is available to stream now on Max.
Be sure to listen wherever you get your podcasts or listen directly on Max.
You know, Tony, Tony is Tony. It's easy to love Tony. He's a good guy. Super shy. That's why I believe sometimes the sight of Tony that people don't even know. He seems like he doesn't care about anything but himself. But then you can see it. He's the most caring person I've ever met. That's why I'm happy and proud to call him a friend.
I wonder where Jose is.
Oh, yeah.
Hi,
how am I here?
Hope he's getting some rest. It's a traditional local dish, I guess.
Yes.
What's this called?
Well, I think that's pito de caleña.
Right.
Pito with rice.
Ah, all right. So, born and bred in Asturias, you were born here.
Yes.
What did your family, what business was your family in?
Well, my grandparents were all in the mine, my mother in a little shop, and my father a teacher.
What are the typical characteristics of someone from Asturias? Okay, independent, tough?
Well, there is another sentence, is Asturiano, borracho, loco, y mal cristiano.
Drunk, Asturian, crazy, drunk, and
crazy,
Christian.
But Christian, that is important.
So, fair to say, a tradition of independence.
Yes. Before the Spanish Civil War, we have the Asturian Revolution. That Asturias during 1 month was independent because we have a communist anarchist revolution. Mm-hmm. The worker movement here was massive.
In the mines.
In the, yeah.
Mostly coming out of mines and organized labor.
Yes, but of course, worker class fight is over. They win. We lose. The problem with the miners, it starts when the Soviet Union was over, and then in Europe, the social democracy was over. And the last strike was 5 years ago. The miners were the last soldiers of worker class movement. In the last strike, the airport was closed by the miners. The highway, the C2, they closed Asturias. Everybody in the streets, like, screaming. The miners stay in the fight. And the war is over when one side win. They win. We lose. And for me, that was like the end of...
The end of organized labor.
Yeah, the end of the worker class left.
But still you're here.
Yeah.
The war is over, but you're here.
Well, you can create some money, some conditions to survive, but not a properly job. The only way to make money for me was playing music. So now I'm a musician. I think that for my music, it's good to stay here. Here I have the truth. For me, that is very important.
I just heard bagpipes. Have you been invaded by Scotland?
Well, we are one of the 8 Celtic nations. With Wales, Bretagne, France, and Scotland and Ireland, we are Celtic nations. Here, there is a kind of song that is called tonada. And tonada is just voice and bagpipe. And it's like the music from the people who work with the cows.
Right, folk songs.
Yeah, folk songs. I think that music is about identity. I spend a lot of time with my grandparents. They listen a lot of Celtic music. I had the luck to live that kind of music and discover my identity. And I think that Celtic spirit of freedom is part of Asturian identity.
Okay, we do another shot or what? Yeah, we should do another shot. You don't have to do it.
I'll do it, I'll do it.
Good.
Boom.
Oh. Yeah.
That's a rojo.
I've tasted this in one form or another all over the world.
That's the local moonshine.
That's good.
Tony, I have a surprise for you.
You finally got a salmon.
Don't move. ¿Qué pasa, hombre? Lo que he conseguido, tío. No hay el campano, pero...
We searched for it and we found it.
The magical salmon. 4,000 euros a bite.
No, this one was given to me.
I got somebody that got a salmon.
He's super generous. He said, you know, you want salmon? Here. Friends, feed friends. There's no way that you come to Asturias and you go without a bite of the salmon.
This is going to surprise you because usually everybody always said, the fish, we need to grill it whole.
Right.
He breaks the fish in pieces. He cuts all the pieces through. Why?
Grills them separately.
Separately. And over the flesh, because the skin is full of fat. And you don't want that fat to burn. You want that fat to melt.
Stay inside in the Spanish way.
And you want to maintain the integrity of the skin. So he grills the fish over the flesh, and then probably the skin is better than the flesh itself.
Mm.
It's unbelievable.
Muy bien. Gracias. Buen provecho.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Mmm. Wow.
Is everything I told you?
It's everything you told me. The fats ethereally suspended somehow between skin, flesh, and bone.
Boom.
You bite into it and just a flood of flavor explodes in your brain pan.
Keep going.
Jose, this is an enchanted country.
Keep going.
And in fact, this region of the country is the most extraordinary place.
Give me the dollar bill.
The mountains, the sea, it's amazing.
I'm throwing you the bills if I had hundreds.
You stuff it in the G-string, my friend.
We're so close to a white duck.
Okay, no, I'll let you say it. What do we say about now? Well, no. First, we take one more satisfied bite. This is how it works.
I think I got the bone in my throat.
Tracheotomy. I'm coming. I think we've learned something here in Asturias. I don't know why I didn't expect it to be this beautiful, but it is far more beautiful than I could have ever imagined. The food is incredible. The people are wonderful. You were right about everything. You call it, my friend. Turn to the camera and say the magic word.
I am not Anthony Bourdain, but I'm calling wild. That's the end of the show.
I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, host of the Chasing Life podcast. In honor of our 10th season, we want to hear from you. Leave us a message at 470-396-0832 and tell us how you chase life. It could be used on an upcoming episode.